Could Auburn be getting ready to shock the world?
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir, we're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. Happy Dadgum Monday, and we may be starting it off with a bang as Auburn looks to end a drought that's been haunting them for quite some time. We'll see if they can do it. We'll talk about the details around that here in just a second. Auburn's linebacker commit, Kareem Palmer, is so smooth. We're going to talk about him a little bit more in depth, and then give you the rundown about baseball and golf postseason this week. But let's jump right into it. Auburn has been somewhat cursed, it feels like. Even under Hugh Freeze, when you're recruiting at the level they were recruiting at, they still struggled at offensive tackle. And Auburn could be close to landing the elusive top 100 borderline five-star offensive tackle that they've been trying for or been missing for years and years and years now, as late last night. And that's one of the benefits. I get up early and record these. You get the latest, it's most up-to-date info. And late last night, a lot of news started rolling in. Text messages started coming in as Auburn is primed to make a run and be a factor in the announcement for Leighton Von Brandt, four-star offensive tackle from Middleton, Delaware. Not a typical Auburn recruiting ground, but you're talking about a national top 100 prospect. I talked about it on last night's show, how Auburn kind of lacked the firepower at the Big Cat weekend, but it didn't really worry me too much because of all the awesome visits from high-rated guys before Big Cat weekend and after Big Cat weekend that are scheduled. And Leighton Von Brandt's one of those, as he came in. I remember this because he came in at the end of March. I remember this because we got two viewing periods during spring practice in this particular week. And it was Tuesday and Thursday. You had pro day, and then we got practice on Thursday. And I remember this giant kid being intently focused on the offensive line, the way they stretched, the way they did everything. And that was Leighton Von Brandt. He came and visited then, had a lot of good things to say, and then it just went like mega quiet. We're talking nothing. He releases a Final Four. Auburn's in the mix with Notre Dame, Florida, and I believe Penn State, who he actually decommitted from. And I honestly didn't think much about it, and I don't think many thought much about being in the top four just because there wasn't much positive, like, hype or momentum around, I guess, the potential of Auburn landing him. And then late last night, man, it started with, we remember Dad, Tom Loy from 247. He's a national guy, but he's kind of focused. He's a Notre Dame guy at heart, I believe. And with Notre Dame being in the final here, I think he posted late last night that he's like, hey, the announcement's tomorrow for Leighton Von Brandt. I think Notre Dame's out. I think you got to watch out for Auburn. And then Keith Niebuhr over on the Florida site, who formerly used to cover Auburn, he says he thinks Florida's out. So that leaves Auburn and Notre Dame, and then all of a sudden, late last night, you start seeing some of the national experts, Steve Wiltfong from On3 and a couple of others, start throwing in predictions for Leighton Von Brandt to land at Auburn. So, I mean, guys, I think it may happen. He announces on Rivals, I believe, YouTube page. It'll be early. I mean, when you're listening to this show, like as soon as this show's over, He's going to have his announcement ceremony. I think it's at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, 9 a.m. Eastern. So you could have an announcement for a top 100, again, on across the board when you're looking at – let me pull up his page really quick, sorry. When you look across the board at all the different sites, he is a top 75 in the Rivals industry ranking. He's top he's 79th on Rivals page, 99th on 247, and 40th on ESPN. He's the number 5 overall offensive tackle in the country. You know, it's funny when you look at the commitment list and you look at what happened after Will Mensel left. You knew that that was probably going to, let's just call it what it is, losing Will Mensel was probably going to free up some money. And then you turn around and you land Mycen Johnson-Cook, who could be a generational type running back. And then you find a player that you may have some headway with. You may have the door cracked a little bit, and now you have the leverage to go in and close him. I mean, you're talking, I mean, those guys that we just mentioned, Notre Dame and Florida, I mean, he's got offers from everybody, but Notre Dame, Florida, Penn State, they're throwing bags around. Like, they're going and landing a bunch of, you know, particularly Florida right now. That's a big battle to win, and that's a big battle at a position you've struggled at. I mean, you got to go all the way back, I believe, to Calvin Ashley in 2017 to find a top 100 offensive tackle. And if I remember correctly, I don't know how he finished in his ranking, because I remember him going to the All-Star games and his ranking sort of plummeting from there. So he may not have even ended as a top 100 offensive tackle. So again, offensive tackle in general, Auburn's just struggled. There are people that will say that this offense, the Golish offense, doesn't really attract high-end offensive tackles. And that still could be true. This could just be a battle that you really went out and won. Whether it be relationship, money, whatever, this could be a battle that, like, hey, we overcame all of our obstacles and got it done. Now, it's not done yet, as from the time that we're recording this, you know, recording this and the time that you're listening, things could go crazy, but it really does feel like this is trending in Auburn's direction. And boy, oh boy, you talk about shocking the world or sending a message. Notre Dame, I think, felt like they had this one in the bag until the last hour. So that is really, really, that could be really, really good work for this staff. And, like, look at the top end of the class. Let's talk the top end of the class. You have a top 100 offensive lineman, top 100 defensive lineman, and then a top 100 potentially generational running back. I like. I don't have to say anything else. I like. That's a very good way to build a class when you're talking about trenches, man. Building the trenches. This kid, and then, I mean, I like the guard you have. I like Jalen. I think he's a stud. And then you got predictions for Rance Brown, another offensive tackle. I mean, he's obviously not the top-end caliber that Leighton Von Brandt is, but still, I mean, you're building classes the way they're supposed to be built. So we'll see. I hope we don't get our heart broken, don't get the rug yanked out from under us, or this will be a epic failure of a podcast. But hey, it's a Monday on May 18th, and we could be having some fireworks. I feel pretty good about it. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you think about Leighton Von Brandt. Let me know what you think about top 100. Finally, are we about to get over the hump? Are we about to land a top 100 offensive tackle? That could be a lot of fun. We're going to talk about this linebacker, man. I really like him. I got some things I want to say about him. We'll talk about him in just a second. But before we do that, let's give a shout out to the PTAC. It's time to beat the heat, guys. It's about to get hot. It's supposed to be close to 90 degrees several times this week. Do you know your AC is running at peak condition? Is your air conditioning running at peak conditioning? If not, you can go to Precision Tune Auto Care in Opelika, right off of Veterans Parkway and Pepperell Parkway, or Veterans, whatever it is, in Pepperell Parkway, and get a free AC performance evaluation, free system pressure test, free temperature analysis. And then if there's anything wrong, you can take $50 off of any of those repairs over $300. That's a pretty significant discount. I think just to do that in general, you're going to spend over $100 just to get those tests done. Why not go ahead and do it on the front end? You can help out the show. You can help yourself out, and you can save some money while doing it. So check it out. It's Precision Tune Auto Care. And then don't forget to buy Auburn.com. Be who you say you are. Do business with Auburn people everywhere. Auburn business owners, Auburn business fans in one place. We dropped our two podcasts over the weekend where we did business shout outs. If you're a business owner, when you sign up, you're going to have that same opportunity. I'll be recording some of those this week for this upcoming weekend. It's a lot of fun. It's just a cool network of Auburn fans helping Auburn fans. Check it out. It's buyauburn.com. We'll be back right after this. All right, let's talk about our big cat commitment over the weekend, Kareem Palmer from Toombs County High School. I looked it up. They're a little bit on the smaller end of classifications as far as Georgia goes, but even still, small school Georgia still plays. I mean, it's bigger than small school Alabama. They play really, really good competition. Let me tell you what I like about Kareem. Okay, first of all, the size is great, 6'2", 210. That's great. Speed apparently is outrageous. Ran a 4.38 40, which would put him, you know, way up there as far as the NFL combine goes, as far as linebackers. But one thing I like about him, and I want to make sure I'm very clear at how I deliver this message, okay? One thing I like about him is he is so smooth and so polished that unless you just watch film all the time, the film's not going to wow you. And let me tell you why. He's not going in reckless abandon. Some of those are the more fun highlight films to watch, where it's just like I'm just going in like a missile and I'm just hitting people and I don't even really know where I'm going. I just know see ball, hit ball, and I'm full speed ahead, destroying everything in front of me. Those are fun films to watch, okay? But that guy may not even be a real football player. You know what I mean? Like, he may not really be a football player at the next level. When you watch a film and a guy always takes the right angle, he always wraps up and tackles every single time. Like, he doesn't miss a tackle. When you watch those and he's in the places he needs to be on screen passes, doesn't bite on play action, he can make sure whenever he's spying the quarterback that he contains. A lot of those things are kind of boring on film. They really are. But that's exactly what you need out of a linebacker, particularly the position that he plays. Sometimes you don't need someone. You need someone with a little bit more discipline. You need someone with a little bit more higher football IQ. And that's when I watch this kid's film, that's what I get. Like, I watched it a couple of times. I was like, man, there wasn't really a ton of wow plays, but they're also, like, you look at his responsibilities and look where he's supposed to be, and it's like, holy cow, man, he never misses. His closing speed is wow. His ability to close is incredible because he's so fast. Those are the kind of linebackers, man, that are you know, sneaky, just are sneaky productive at the next level. Xavier Atkins made a lot of wow plays as far as creating turnovers and things like that. But when it comes to like those like thunderous big hits, I don't know that he's that guy. And Kareem Palmer may be a very similar type player. I think even DJ Durkin apparently had a lot of comparisons. Like he felt like there were a lot of traits from Kareem that kind of equated over to Xavier Atkins. Like there were a lot of similarities between the two. I'll take that all day long. I know Daryl and I were talking last night and we're like, hey, offer lists sometimes tell a better story than star rankings. And I completely agree with that. And it's like, hey, if so-and-so wants him, then that's a pretty good stamp of approval. And I mean, everybody essentially wants this kid. Georgia Tech, Florida, Tennessee, Alabama, offers from everywhere. And you can be like, man, if Alabama wants him, I want him. If Tennessee wants him, then, you know, I want him. I tell you what, man, if DJ Durkin wants somebody, I want him. You don't have to go further than that. I don't care who's on the offer list. If DJ Durkin stamps this kid and says, I want him, then I want him. I think he's earned that, particularly at linebacker. The dude we have had, Auburn has had a ton of success on defense, particularly at linebacker, and it's like they just keep coming. Doesn't matter where they come from. High school could be a kid that you get from an SEC school that never played. He's going to come in here, he's going to get in this defense, and he's going to stand out. So, yeah, the offer list is great. But if DJ Durkin wants a defensive kid, particularly at linebacker, stamp him. I'll take him. I'll take as many of them as he wants. I really, really like this kid, man. I'm telling you, go watch his film and let me know what you think. Now, there are things that may wow you about football that this fulfills those needs. And then if you're looking for just like a headbuster linebacker film, this ain't going to be it. But you want to see a guy take a perfect angle. You want to see a guy not bite on not bite on a screen pass and hang back and make the play. You want to see a guy pick up a wide receiver screen and make the play. You want to see a guy close on a running back that's got the edge. Like, you want to see all those things, and then the dude never miss a tackle. It's a good one. It's a good one to watch. So good stuff. Auburn recruiting, man. It's weird because I don't know why the messaging or like the vibes around recruiting is low. Maybe it's just because the current class ranking. But Auburn's recruiting, man, is really, I feel like in a really good spot, particularly if you get the Leighton Von Brandt one this morning, and then obviously you just got Kareem Palmer. You've got big-time official visitors lined up for this upcoming weekend that we'll talk about as the week goes on. It's good stuff, man. Let's talk about postseason. Let's talk postseason sports. Auburn's got two spring sports that are getting ready to kick off their postseason. We'll start with golf as the men's golf team kicks off their march to the SEC Championship. By the time you're listening to this, they're probably teeing off in Athens, Georgia. They're the first, one of the first groups off. Okay, so Jack, as early as 7 a.m. Eastern time, which is 6 a.m. Central. So by the time you're listening to this, they're all already going to be into their round. It's the regional, so this is how they get to the national championship tournament out in California. There are 15 teams, I believe, and the top five advance after three rounds. So they will play three full rounds today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, weather depending, and the top five teams will advance. Then they'll go. It's just another notch in the belt for these guys and what Coach Kleinard has been able to create and what he's been able to, you know, build so far. You got some really, really good players. Jackson Coivin obviously goes without saying, but I mean, Josiah Gilbert's another one who has just had a phenomenal career at Auburn. Another dude that's like inside the top 100 in the, it's called the WAGR, which is like the amateur golf rankings, the World Amateur Golf Rankings. I believe that's what that stands for. Just really, really good players. And they're going to go to Athens. It's a course they've said they've never been to before. So I'm sure there'll be a slight learning curve, but with all the practice rounds that these guys play, it should be no big deal. They should be right in the thick of it. And you don't have to win this one. You just have to be in the top five. So men's golf, if you want to follow along, I'll put the link in the description. I'm going to go ahead and copy this. It's scoreboard.clipped.com. But I'm going to put the link in the description of how you can follow along with them all week. This one link will help you do it. You can go round by round. So just got to finish in the top five. And then men's baseball, obviously the SEC tournament starts today, maybe? Maybe today. And then Auburn plays, I think, tomorrow. They play the winner of LSU and Oklahoma. I hate these single elimination tournaments. I hate single elimination tournaments. Baseball is just not a single elimination game. It's just not. And I'm sorry. It starts tomorrow. The tournament starts tomorrow. Auburn plays on Wednesday. It's just not a single elimination game. It's a game of being able to build an elite pitching staff and dominating a team two out of three times. That's just the way. Basketball is very similar. These single elimination tournaments, they'll get you a champion, but sometimes I wonder if it's actually the best team. So Auburn takes on, again, the winner of LSU and Oklahoma. If they win that game, they'll go play Texas A&M on Thursday. I'm always interested, like, from a pitching strategy, like, who do you throw out first? You could play as many as four games. Obviously, Auburn has four really good pitchers. I know one of the days four really good starting pitchers. I know one of the days they like to kind of save Jackson and stack him on top of a starter, but you could throw Jackson out there and he could start one of the four games. So Auburn's got four really good pitchers. Who do you go first? Do you try to go get that win? That'll be interesting to see. So baseball SEC tournament kicks off this week, and then, you turn around, you got regionals next week. So I'll be excited. I'll look it up. I don't know right off the top of my head when the selection show is, because it still feels like Auburn should be one of those top eight seeds to host. You'd host a regional and a super regional, which would be just absolutely fantastic. Guys, y'all have a great day. Action-packed show, a lot of fun stuff. Let's see if we get this commitment at 8 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. Eastern. Boy, oh boy, that'd be a great way to start the week. Y'all take it easy. We're out of here. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.